You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Oh, Jamie.
Wasn't
my God.
Was she born with both sexual organs?
What?
What? I never heard that.
I heard that. I should have heard Mephidite.
Yeah.
Never heard that in my life.
I still hit it. Yeah, I heard that. I forgot where we heard it.
Yeah, it was an old rumor.
Yeah.
Rumor.
Rumor would be crazy.
Come on. They had us thinking that Sierra was the same. Remember how that rumor was going around?
I remember hearing something about that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I was like, ain't no way this fine woman.
I just heard Jamie Lee Curtis what's the basketball player? They was the only one. Brittany.
Well. That one I understand if people. That one. If you said her voice is mad deep, she'd be like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? We just.
Does that mean
her walking around shirtless always makes me laugh?
Just all tall people have deep voices. Why is that?
Aja Wilson don't sound like that.
Asia?
Which name don't got a deep voice? Cat?
Asia.
No, he don't.
And after all that,
his on-court voice is deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's in private.
Man, you ever see those videos of them mixing them up? Every making plays, and it's like, uh-uh.
I would hate to play in New York if this is how you're going to treat me.
Oh, come on.
They don't
care
as long as he's killing them. They don't care. They love him.
But there was a foul. He was like,
do
hey!
They love you if this is how they're mocking you?
Yeah. It's gonna happen, but, bro.
I love y'all.
It's the internet world, bro. Internet world. They don't remember they were killing Denzel Washington for a while with that one look. They're like they don't give a damn.
New York's ruthless. I always find it weird or crazy or incredible the fact that some people have different voices and they can change. Like DDG, his real voice is super deep. He's a dude that was with yeah. But his real voice, his real voice is crazy deep.
DDG.
He hides it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's like a voice just like, it doesn't even sound like it's coming out of him. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really, really deep.
It's like
James Earl Jones type deep.
But he talks in a different voice. So the fact that he could just control it.
Like, he didn't like the way it sounded when he rapped.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he just did streaming.
YouTube first, YouTube and rapper.
There you go.
Had no idea.
He's not bad. I heard like one of his songs.
The only thing I know about him is
it sounds about
internet
like
shit.
Yeah.
He streams.
Yeah, he's not a bad rapper.
He streamed now, but he was doing YouTube like reality YouTube stuff before, and then that's how he made music. He started making music, and then that got him like some. I think he had like a gold or platinum song or some shit like that.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Huh. I feel like whatever you're known for, that's what you are.
What you mean?
Yeah, but it changes, like, I guess, for some people.
Will Smith's a rapper.
Not anymore. He's an actor.
Okay, so what do you see? What
he
is
just
dude?
Dropped a rap album.
He's an
actor. Cold. Not anymore.
What do you see, dude? What's his name?
DDG.
No, not him. I Chose Speed. Do you see him as a?
I don't know what the
streamer.
Fuck, I still don't know what he is.
Or a guy who's who races people.
He's a streamer.
He's a streamer.
He's streaming. All of
he just streams.
He's streaming all the time.
Same with Kai Cenat.
Streamer.
But I don't know if he does anything else except for streaming.
Yeah.
Well, he used to do YouTube.
But
well, most of these guys
isn't that streaming
stuff though?
No, they were doing YouTube videos like before Twitch
like skits?
Kicked off, because Twitch was just for gaming,
right?
And then Then when they kicked in and they were
so what kind of videos were they doing on YouTube? Sketches?
Yeah, reality, like reality stuff. They just go vlog and stuff like that. Like go hang out in certain areas. It'd be a group of them. That's what they're in that AMP.
It was streaming before streaming. It's just you had to just upload.
It's a different form of streaming.
But they weren't streaming it because it's not live.
It wasn't. Yeah, I get that.
Okay,
I get the difference. It's just like so y'all.
It's
really
like reality stuff. People vlog like vlogging was huge for like 10 years.
So for I have to ask you because I'm not from that generation. What is the? I don't get the interest in a stream or a vlog. What is the fun about watching a person just live their life?
I mean, I guess
what's
it's
attractive
like
about
peer
that?
Into like that life. Like I'm sure people have asked y'all like to vlog or. Have even y'all maybe even you know thought about doing it? It's just a way of like showing off like this is what a day for me could be like, and people really like
but
that
we,
kind of stuff.
If somebody asked us, even though we're not famous, I'd understand why they ask because we do something already that they like.
Yeah,
what
and
is
I think
the,
that's really just what people like.
What is the attraction? You're just a person.
Yeah,
and people will spend their days just watching you.
It's
exist.
Reality TV. They like their energy.
It's literally it's like a reality thing. It's just a peer into somebody else's life. It's just that that part.
So
of
it's just nosiness,
essentially.
Okay,
but it depends on who, what person's doing it too. It's like. When I used to watch people vlog, they would be more tech guys because I'm watching the tech people. So I'm trying to see more like what they're doing in their day to day. As far
so you're
as,
trying
like,
to learn
stuff.
Something.
I was
okay.
I didn't watch like just people just doing records. A lot of the stuff was tech. I always follow tech stuff. So when I watch people vlog, it'd be techie people. But they'd be like, "Oh, today I got to go and do this, and I'm going to the Apple store and picking up these things and this and that." Like I was like, "Okay, cool. This is more of a peer into that kind of style."
Okay.
Or even people that might have been like in college or doing photography or whatever. Like it was
I understand
explored
that.
That
you were learn. I get that.
Yeah, and I think some people do that now. Nowadays, I'm not entirely sure. I just know that that's how it was.
Like when I look at like a Mr. Beast, this nigga's rich. What does he do?
He was so Mr. Beast was doing like that reality stuff, but he would go and do like games essentially. Like I'm not sure like his rise to fame. I just know like a couple years ago he'd be like. I'm going to this dealership and I'm giving away car. Like it was always like some crazy giveaway.
Yeah,
kind of
but he had to have the money to do
where
that.
Get the, where did
he
get the money from?
From?
Where did his OG money come
bro,
from?
Bro, the YouTube money back then was kind of crazy.
What was he doing on YouTube to get his money?
Probably similar.
He
stuff
got
like
big
this.
Off of other stuff. Like I think the first video he popped that I remember was like he counted to a million to see how long it would take. It was nothing spectacular.
That's hilarious.
But then he buried himself for like 48 hours to see how he would handle. He would just keep doing these extreme things to see what would like.
Okay.
And but it just garnered attention. Just garnered, and then he started giving out stupid money.
Okay.
Then those things started.
Then
happening.
That boosted him to where he's at now.
But how much money he gets out is
game,
crazy.
The game show stuff is that's why I was like he did what he did his
he
Squid
gave
Games 10 thing.
Million
was like, bro,
dollars away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, no. Yeah. He gives out.
The dude is pretty.
And then he was giving out like the first delivery guy to drop off to him. They ordered from like I forgot like how many different places and whoever got there first they just gave him the house they were in. It's like
wait. He counted to a million.
Yeah, I believe he was like, I'm gonna see how long. I think it was like early days. It was like,
bro.
But he's also the guy who
certain down. Numbers. I'm not even gonna know how to sum and be like, where are we at right now?
But it's also he's also the guy who broke down the way that everybody does everything now on YouTube is from the little photos, the thumbnails to the video titles.
The quick ones.
Everything is his blueprint. You know, he's the guy who broke it down on how to get. I don't know if he's still the most subscribed guy, but he was for a long time.
Like 300 something million or something like that.
He traded.
It's crazy.
They traded blows with something, but there's this
like PewDiePie was up there for a while.
Yeah, PewDiePie fell off.
Who the hell's that?
Sure.
So he was a game like
a
guy
a
who
gamer.
Streamed
he was a
games
gamer.
And stuff like that.
He got outed like as a racist or some shit. Then
yeah, I think he had like said nigga in the stream.
Oh, that'll do it.
He was like Polish or some shit, wasn't he? He
was
like
ridiculous. American. All of them, a lot of that you gotta watch it, bro. Like
oh, he got
like,
canceled from that.
We didn't get canceled. Like it still has a huge audience. It's just that like. That trajectory that he had was like maybe be like number one probably.
Oh yeah.
Is now he made.
You're gonna lose something.
He lost something because of
so,
that.
So okay, so like the video game thing, I get watching trying to like you couldn't pass a level and you're trying to learn that. But for people who are just watching somebody play, to just watch them play, what's the interest in that? How does that?
Is it like watching sports? Like I can't do this, so I'm gonna watch someone else do it.
To an extent, it depends on the game. Some people just might be interested in that person. They're making like. Did playing this game like fun like the what's the guys RDC World like those guys when they play games
hilarious. But I watch their sketches
but they like, also they stream and play games together and it is comedy like
I've seen them at, they were at the premiere I seen them and they were, it was crazy. I was like, oh, they always be together.
Yeah,
like
I saw them in the airport. All yeah,
they were they always together.
Yeah.
I saw a thing where they, what's the main guy?
Mark.
Yeah. They offered, some company offered him a deal. He said, nah, without.
I respect it.
It's all of us or nothing.
Yeah.
I hella respect that. The fact that they do everything together.
And they're all together.
And still haven't had like a big blow up or fall. Like, they like, we rock together. I think that's so fucking
dope.
Do you
think they will? Everybody thought D'Souza and Mara would never break up.
Who?
Isn't it D'Souza and Mara?
They broke up. I don't know that.
Oh, they did a podcast together. The Bodega Brothers.
What happened? They were right up on their Showtime.
Showtime deal. Mm-hmm. And then they split.
How'd they fall?
Is that the light skinned guy with the beard?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. That's their goal.
And the one's light, one's darker.
Yeah. I think they had like an issue with their manager.
It's always money. It almost always ends up being money. If you cool with somebody, you come in there like y'all been cool for years.
Yeah.
And then they blow up or something like that. It's almost always the money or something like that.
That's a good reason. Mark probably be split. He'd probably be splitting with them.
I'm sure he does.
He definitely does. Mm-hmm.
I think if they haven't had it, I think hearing that story is why I don't think they're going to break up. Because obviously, it's not about the money. I could have took the money. Already.
Right.
Yeah.
It is about us, Rock.
Right.
Yeah. And they can keep ascending together kind of thing. That's how it works.
Like, they got a house together. They got, like, I think they just.
Wait, where are they from? Isn't it like North Carolina or something?
Texas. I forgot which one. Dallas or. Because
they do their con out there, which is insane. Like, they have
They have their own personal
DreamCon.
Con.
Mm-hmm. DreamCon is their thing.
Yeah, that's their thing.
Yep. As soon as they get married, it's over.
I was thinking in my head.
Oh, the roommate buddy shit goes out the window.
Yeah. That one girl gonna be like, why are you in a room playing games with you guys? You guys are men.
Take the baby with you.
Yeah. She wouldn't even last that long.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even get there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You think so?
No.
She ain't making it to the house.
You gotta know. You gotta know what's going on. Like, you gotta know.
No, man. When you get married, that changes the game.
This type of environment isn't good for the kids.
Yeah. I know they're not going to live in the same house, but as far as why are you playing games? Because this is how I.
This is literally
what are you doing? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's like me and a nigga in the league. Like, why do you play basketball?
No, I'm talking about like when it's not. Because I'm sure they don't every game. I'm sure they kick it outside of that, where they're not filming everything.
Probably.
So it's gonna be a point in time where they're like, I'm just hanging with the fellas. You hang with them every day. You guys are playing games
delete,
with the camera.
Bitch. You don't exist anymore.
Yeah, I don't think it gets that far. You'd have to get with somebody who understands this is what we do. And also, they're gonna change. Once they get married and have kids, they're gonna change.
The life changes
for them. They're gonna change.
So like, they are gonna break
they're
up.
They're not gonna break up.
That's what Craig is saying.
But I think it's not gonna be a breakup. It's gonna be like, hey guys, we gotta schedule things differently. We gotta work.
All good things must come to an end.
You know what I mean? But I don't think it's gonna be every breakup. Isn't a bad breakup.
Look, Tony left.
Yeah, but we still fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like a.
Not all of us.
The Migos.
You know what I mean?
The Migos, every one, I group. Still don't understand that one necessarily. I don't.
At the top.
Mm-hmm.
Was that about money also?
Hall & Oates, they were close.
Maybe. But that just happened. Yeah. And that was on some. One of the guys was trying to like sell the like catalog or something. Like without the other dude knowing. Like if you do some
that's
shit crazy. Like that, bro, like, yeah, bro, we got a problem.
Hall & Oates.
He was like, I saw the interview. He was like, we probably won't ever talk again. He's like, and that's fine. It's like, we talked for 50 years. It's like, we're done. I was like, fair enough, bro.
Like, logically, I was like,
because I was like, you're going to throw a 50-way first? He's like, we had a great run, dog. 50 years? All right, so it's time for one of us to die.
What if that's why they started the fight, so they don't have to go to each other's funeral?
Yeah.
And deal with that kind of pain.
They'll probably do that, though.
Deal with that kind of pain. Like, well, fuck you then. Yeah, they close the door behind them.
You can't stop talking to me and show up to my funeral.
Why not?
Just go your separate
way. Bro, we have a legacy.
Yeah, what you going to do?
I'm going to write it in. I don't want Hall at my funeral.
in the world.
I'm writing that in there. I do not want Hall in my funeral.
Bro, too you're not gonna hits, let me come to your funeral.
No,
if talking,
bro. If we,
why?
Because if we built 50 years of friendship and something like that can make us fall out, were we ever really friends?
What if you were the one who was being dirty? What if it's the one being dirthy?
The reasoning
it would never
been,
be me.
I'm saying the reasoning could have been, all right, we got this deal. I think it's a lot of money. And you might be like, I don't think that's a lot of money.
Right.
And it's like, well, I feel what you're feeling, but I need this.
We have to find a middle ground.
So I'm going to sell it without talking to you and just give you your half.
We got to find it. It's dirty. We got to find that middle ground.
That's a problem.
Filed a contract lawsuit under seal to prevent Oates from selling the pair's publishing rights. which is held together by the thing that they own together.
Oh, O's got a lot of nerves. He ain't even Daryl. Daryl was the front man.
And then he received a restraining order from O's the court to prevent the sale. And then that's what actually got it.
O's had the cool mustache.
Yeah. Daryl was that voice though.
Sometimes people come back. New edition and came back 1,000 times. They finally good. They didn't broke up 4 million times.
Hiatus. There you go.
And they had a thing hiatus. Where, you know, because Johnny and Ralph took the rights of the name. So they had a whole legal everything. And they was like, you know what? My bad.
Yeah, you gotta.
My bad. But yeah,
Johnny take the rights.
That's wrong. And that's what they was like, nigga, you came later. So I guess
Johnny tried to take the rights?
So the owner of the name New Edition was Ralph and Johnny went behind their back and bought it, like took it.
Oh, they're crazy.
And then everybody else was like, what the fuck, bro? Now, mind you, they fall all the time and break up all the time, but now they back good. Everybody, they split.
You see the window closing. Everybody's getting too old to start going to these concerts.
So they good. Like, they good now.
Window's closing.
You still see Smokey doing this on
at 70.
But they said that it was always, they said right away, Johnny and Ralph always clicked because they were the two that weren't with all the other bullshit everybody else is doing.
They also understood the business.
Yeah. Mike understood the business, Michael Business. Yeah,
but for them to be like, oh, we're going to go buy this, that means they knew it was available for sale.
112, their thing was a legal thing. That's what happened with them.
They were under Bad Boy, weren't they?
No, this is years.
This is in between the group?
This is after. They broke up. Because who's touring right now is just Mike and Slim. And then two niggas that nobody know. And that's why people are like, I ain't going for that. I can't. For Q Mike Slim Duran. I'm not here for that.
Yeah.
And then I saw a video where what's his name? Q was like, hey, y'all call me, man. You could tell I'm down to work it out, bro. Like, y'all just call me. And apparently they used to break up all the time, but there was no social media back then. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Mm. Like these groups be breaking. Friends be getting into it, bro. Like, but if you real, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So why are the Blacks getting back together so much easier than the whites?
We just don't know white business.
Yeah, that's really
all. That's all it is. When people say shit like that, like, why are we?
No,
we
I'm saying as far as business. I'm talking about, we do know because he just gave us the Hall of Notes.
Well, because you brought it up.
Yeah,
but that's recent too, though. Like, this happened in 2024 or something. Yeah, this is very recent.
Fresh. They
kids on our block still together?
Yes.
Yeah. And NSYNC? And NSYNC. Yes. No, whoa, wait.
Justin come out?
He does?
Yeah. He comes out. He did something with him recently.
Okay, what about that? What's the other one? Backstreet Boys?
But the group is broke up. He just makes appearances.
NSYNC?
Is what you're saying. Yeah, with Justin. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm asking, are they like Justin together does, still a group? They tour.
They're still homies. They all still homies?
I think they're still good.
I don't know.
Because they went on tour.
They tour without him, though? They'd have to. Fuck you, Justin. Who's going on the road?
Yeah, he was doing a residency.
What other niggas can sing?
They're not a group. Like Joey technically said, anymore, they might come together to do something.
Is Destiny's Child still a group?
Yes,
because I know they perform together.
Seen all four of them perform.
No, four. Not that, it's four. Three. It ain't even four.
But there's no. What I'm saying is, I don't think there's no beef. They just got to wait.
They still perform together.
Yeah, they still perform together.
There was four at one point.
Yeah, when it started, but it's been Kelly, Beyonce, and Michelle for a long time. For a long time.
They're out the group.
No, they
if you get kicked out and they still have success, like they keep making albums, been gone. You're not.
Oh, they ain't letting you come back.
Yeah, they gone. I mean, when you say Destiny's Child, everybody knows
it's Kelly, Beyonce, Michelle.
But they still stuff together. They just did something.
Yeah.
But I was wondering if they like would they do an album? Like are they still a group like that? Not.
They all venture into different territories. Okay. Beyonce's the only one that's like people still regard as like Beyonce will bring them up anytime because they know. But Michelle is gospel.
She's gospel, yeah.
She still do stuff here and there, but she's
her songs.
Kelly be acting too.
Yeah,
she heard acting chops on.
Was Beyonce in country music now, or did she just Afro beats?
Country's done. We don't know what's next. That's
wasn't she supposed to drop an Afro beats album or something?
I highly doubt that. What genre she's going rock.
What can she conquer now? Rock?
I think she's going rock. I think that's what's next. She did like ball, like disco ballroom kind of stuff. And she did country. I think she's going
rock. Seems like she's just trying to do like,
I
want to
hear do like indie rock alternative. I'm all in.
I want a Christmas album.
Yeah.
You can kill a Christmas album?
Christmas albums are like an easy cop out.
I don't like this one. I don't like it's the same songs. I only want to hear a Christmas album if you didn't wrote new Christmas songs. I'm tired.
Jeremiah and
Jeremiah's trash.
Chance. They did a whole Christmas album.
Ain't nobody.
The thing in Christmas albums is because there's the rights. Like, you could just do it because the song is so old. Yeah. That's why you could do that.
Right.
So everybody wants
I'm on
to
fresh. My favorite Christmas songs are people who wrote actual songs. Like Let It Snow is just a song.
Yeah.
It's just a song.
Like, nobody put out a better Christmas album than the Chipmunks. Their album was fire.
I was fire.
Fire,
I
bro.
I played it for Izzy.
It's we fire. Was in
there like, and I want
yeah. No one has
did you ever
the
see
Chipmunks.
The movie?
Yeah, I've seen the
Chipmunks Great Adventure with the Chipettes. We used to watch that shit all the time.
Yeah.
I think I've only ever seen the live.
The new one?
No, it was back. It wasn't a Christmas movie, but it was a movie where they went like around the world on like some scavenger hunt type shit.
I remember that.
And we used to watch that all the
Chipmunks
time.
Was killing, bro.
Fire.
I remember.
Whose idea was like, they have the best voice for a Christmas album. This would be perfect.
They were just, man, at that, but you got to remember that whole 80s thing, probably even before that. If you were hot, you got it. Mr. T had a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you were hot.
If you was hot.
MC Hammer had a cartoon.
Yeah, and a doll.
Yeah,
Earl had a doll.
If you was hot, and you got an opportunity.
You got everything. It didn't matter,
that
bro.
That was a part of the deal. Like, if you was going to be, we going to make you.
Man, big. The deals back in the day, man, they had it made. Now we be like.
You got everything.
They
don't,
but they got their hand in it.
They won't give us shit now. You got to do it yourself. And then they come along and be like, oh, well, you know.
So here's the money. We'll give you in advance.
You know, back in the day, it's like, you're talented or people like you. Here's
everything.
Not anymore.
Oh, it's fall. My favorite time of the year. The leaves change. The weather gets a little cold. It's time to cozy up under a nice fire and get yourself a Blue Chew. That's right. That's what time it is. Men, into the room, dig first. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. You need to add some mass to the main mass and get your meat telescope up and pointing around. Guys, this isn't just about performance. It's about your legacy or your third legacy. See what we did there? Give her group chat something to talk about. You know, when you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes it more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. So discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for everybody listening. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code ISSUES at checkout and pay just $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Appreciate you, Blue Chew. Chew it and do it. Imagine a dollar.
And
crazy.
They wanted to make stars back in the day. Now
they
want to
build stars.
Yeah,
because the A&Rs will go find people. And they'd be like, you care. Have potential, but we can do something with you before we
put
you out
there. Money behind
you.
We're going to get you training. We're going
to
get you.
Take none you of that city now. To city.
Yeah.
The minute you fail, they'd be like, well.
Groom you.
Grooming's important, man.
Grooming's important.
That's a big
deal.
They're
going to groom you, get you right.
That's a
big deal.
Can you
be groomed as an adult?
Sure. Yeah. If you're ignorant enough in a certain thing, you can be tricked.
This is what we do.
Oh, okay, did he?
You 27. That count?
Now, 27, you know some shit.
What's the age where you feel bad? That somebody got taken advantage of. It don't have to be sexual. It could be financially. At what age do you feel like, hey, nigga, that's on you?
It depends on what you know, because we have a lot of access to stuff. You know what I mean? Now, okay. It's information. Because, like, you can take advantage of old people. They get scammed all the time.
That is true.
God rest her soul. Angie Stone they were getting over on her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was older. You know what I mean? So it's just like.
Okay, what's the window? What's the window? What's the youngest and then the oldest? What's the window? You don't, no excuses on you. What's the window?
So there's a gap there.
Yeah, there's a gap. Hey, man. Get your shit together.
It depends on what they know about the industry. Because coming into the industry at any age, you could be groomed because you don't know.
Okay.
But after that first big contract is over and you look at your money and go, what the fuck happened? And you gotta get on your game. Like when TLC got hustled, you can't get hustled again.
Can't get fooled again.
How were they when they got hustled?
They were teenagers.
They were young.
Because it was the original contract they signed. Because that's a lot of times you get them on the original OG contract.
The original contract is always gonna be that one that's gonna beat you.
Yeah, that bullshit.
Always.
The Pebbles contract. Wasn't that her name?
Yeah.
Pebbles the one that did it, yeah.
So you take your L, and then you go like, all right. You
come back.
Now we're somebody.
That's what you want to renegotiate, but that's if you recoup or even...
Sometimes you don't even recover from that first. It took TLC a long time to recover.
But that's the thing. It's like, now you got to get on your business. Because now but that's when you realize.
See, back then, they didn't have no leverage. Mm-hmm. That's also the other part about it. Like, you signing this contract, like, who are you?
Yeah,
nobody so like you the, got so you something.
The second,
but
the second contract they have,
we hit. Yet. We got you come in. That's what Michael Bivins did. He came back in after New Edition became New Edition and came to Gerald Budge. Like, hey, motherfucker, we are us. Yeah. We need this shit renegotiated, and they redid it because we that person.
Very few people have gotten that first contract where it was like in their favor,
and very few people
Prince,
got there. Yeah,
Prince's contract, his first contract was crazy. Like he was on his way. But he still wasn't anybody, and Warner Brothers was like, he was like, they were the first deal. He was like, nah. He went and did some stuff. He came back, and they was like, okay, yeah, we rocking with that.
Yeah.
Cash Money's deal was insane. I don't know how he leveraged that, but I mean, they were doing stuff. But at the time, it was like, yeah, I got this deal with Universal, and we own majority of the stake. Mm. That's crazy, especially for like a rap group in the 90s.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But man, when you see the guys you're with what they have and they go, this is how we did it, you go, oh, okay, where do I sign? I want to do this. All right, here, sign this. And you like, bet. You're not going to be like, I think the only person I heard ran through their contract first was Ice Cube.
What you mean?
Who was like through the first contract, ran through, that's why he didn't rock with NWA.
Oh, he was like,
time.
I'm good. Yeah, he was like,
he's Eddie Red's contract. It was like, hey, nigga.
Yeah, a lot of people were. You gotta have lawyers and stuff like that. And he was young, bro.
Well, okay. Beyond his years.
Industry aside, what's the window where you got you don't you can't get man. game ran on you? What's the where I you gotta start, have some kind of awareness?
I almost started at 30.
30?
Like, no, I'm saying like because at 25 and stuff, you're still young.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's still super
people
impressionable.
People get scammed by prison pen pals
to
this day.
Yeah, like at 25.
That's what I'm saying. We know it happens, but when is there no
that's
excuse
what I'm saying,
for that?
Like,
so 30 to what? 30 to what?
Shit, man.
I would say like...
There's no age, bro, because it just depends on what you're doing.
30 to 50?
50?
So that 30 to 50 range...
It's like, hey, man.
Come on,
like,
pay attention.
You gotta have something.
Something. That's something. Like this.
You gotta know... You gotta...
Something.
If you
didn't
don't
live
know,
enough life... Like you don't think this is weird?
You gotta know that. You gotta know that you need someone. You gotta hire someone who knows.
Have the intelligence to know. I don't know.
I don't know this. So
but then some people
are
like, well,
yeah.
How do I know who to hire? But
trust,
even that, you nobody ever.
You don't. You gotta can't even trust the person that you're hiring.
You gotta have somebody watching.
People got robbed by their parents. You can't trust nobody ever.
That's true.
Right.
All of them teen stars, bro.
Right.
They was kids, so that's they get a pass though. They
I know,
kids.
But I'm just saying, like their parents was doing them
dirty.
Bro, dirty.
So that's what I'm saying. So DC said 30. You said 30 to 50.
I feel like that's a decent range.
That's the start age.
I was gonna say 30 to 60. Just based off my mom and dad being 60, and I'm like they still
with it,
got their shit. But also, I've had to tell my mom, don't click on that.
Oh yeah, my dad you know open the door and be talking to the people who selling. So I'd be like, you don't shut the door on this nigga.
But they came at a different time, bro. They coming. People coming to the vacuums by the door. Hey,
how old is that?
My pops is 72.
Oh yeah, so he passed the window.
Yeah, but
you gotta look
still...
out for him. Man. He passed the window.
Why are you talking to this nigga trying to put a satellite on the roof?
Is your dad in Thailand right now?
No, he's back. He's back.
You gotta listen to him. What's the age? What's the age?
He bring his queen back.
No,
I would say
it's my guy.
35.
You live my
35?
Dream.
Yeah.
35 to what?
What do you mean? Where
you
should be held
responsible?
Anything
held
after
responsible.
35.
Oh, anything after 35. Mm-hmm. So old person getting scammed, that's on them?
A lot of times, yes.
Okay. Damn.
It's pretty bad now, though. I ain't even gonna lie. Facebook, bro. Facebook did a number on so many people still to this day.
Well, they
still
wasn't supposed to be on there anyway. It was supposed to be all college students.
As far as just getting hustled?
Scamming is at an all-time high.
Scamming crazy.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Chaz, what you say?
You know what? It's too much information for you to get scammed. You got about 26, 27 of me.
Okay.
Because you can Google anything. Mm-hmm. You can go to YouTube and see. There's companies that like will pop up. Like, I'm going to go look at you. I'm going to look you up.
I immediately look right away.
Like, it's too... I'm also 30, almost 40, so I'm past the threshold of getting scammed. So I might just have perspective, but... There's an age where I go, like, you can literally Google. Because I go, like, what does it make you curious about this company? Why would you not want to find out about this company?
This.
Yeah, so.
So 27 to what?
27 to forever.
Forever.
There's no age where you can't get scammed anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
so you're saying the old people know past. They should know better.
Old people?
Yeah.
Then it becomes about their kids at a certain point. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But so, the responsibility is passed on.
Because eventually I'm going to take over from all my mom's stuff. You know, okay. I got some of her stuff now.
Well, if they have
dementia
or
something.
They
still got control of the stuff. You know?
Well, I don't care.
Yeah. But if they just old with their mind functioning, they should be all right.
No, I like
a lot of times that's be the other part.
Like, I want my mom to be handling less stuff. You know yeah. what I mean? I was like, I want yeah. you to have less stuff to deal with, less stuff to handle. Like, you know, yeah. like you, and especially by now, hopefully they've done their part. You know, I want a yeah. nice chunk of will when they die. I want a good check coming. You know what I mean? That's the part you make sure. When you die, lady, trying to get everything paid off. So you got to make sure your parents are underinsured. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the real yeah. come up.
I'd be finding myself having to have patience with my parents. You know, you become,
oh, man.
I'd be like, Dad, damn it. Like,
you're turning into the parent.
I don't want to hold your hand, but at the same time, it's like, are you really this lost, bro? Are you really? I got, so how do I, fuck.
You got to be patient when you do
it. You got to be so patient, bro. Yeah.
That's been me my whole life, though. I've been the tech help. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Oh,
you're like helping help? Them like with the stuff and it's gotten them through. You can't see what they're, and then it's like trying to understand what they're talking about. Like my dad was the guy.
The doohickey. Nigga, I don't know what
my dad was the guy to do that for the family. And now I've taken on part of that responsibility. Oh, and he'll call me. Like I was talking to him on his birthday and he was like, he's like, yeah, it was on the phone. And then I was talking to his mom, my grandma, and then he was on the phone. And then he was like, yeah, he's like, I ain't trying to sit on the phone to help y'all all day. Y'all got a mirror, whatever. And I was like, what? And then I ended up helping her set her phone up. For the next
I'm going to do this all day.
Yeah. That's what you have kids for. I ain't trying to do this shit. Here.
Yeah, I saw my mom was trying to buy some tickets on time to a concert and went on the third party site.
Oh, Lord.
And we was like, Mom, get off of there.
That's what I'd be telling my friends this now. I'd be like, bro. Stop putting your credit card information into stuff online. If it don't have PayPal, I'm not buying that shit.
So yeah. PayPal's the safest route?
Because I know PayPal will actually fight to get my money back.
Yeah.
Like, you also need to read what you're buying and understand what's going on. But if it don't show up, I'm disputed with PayPal, and PayPal is usually going to take the buyer side before it takes the seller side.
Yeah, get your money back, and so they'll handle it on the back end. Yeah,
handle whatever else is going
on. I don't really worry about my mom like that. Because she was a hustler, so she's like, I'm not putting
my credit. She the one doing the scamming.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, I'm putting my credit card on this.
Yeah.
I'm not buying the ticket. I'm going to go to the thing and buy a ticket at the venue.
The level of trust has gotten to the point where people just believe, because it's people. Yeah. We're the marketing now. Mm-hmm. It's not like there's some dude in a suit telling you, hey, you should get this thing. It's regular people. Everybody's influenced or endorsing something. So people are less likely to have a guard up when it comes to this kind of shit.
Yeah.
You get on TikTok and it's ads everywhere. And I'm listening to the people talking like, that's an ad. I can tell it's an ad, but most people aren't susceptible to propaganda. Or
but I guess I'd be like, I'm kind of with Chaz, because my brother's a lot like Chaz. My brother would be like, no excuses.
Yeah.
No excuses. Because my brother would be like, we are old enough to look up anything.
Anything.
You shouldn't just be taking people word for shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, not today's society. You can look up whatever you want. Now, some people argue that, well, how do you know it's real on the internet? Mm-hmm. And I get that, too. But it's like, you multiple, it's like if you're buying something. You price three different prices before you decide what this should be, you know? But just taking one thing and be like, yeah, that works for me. I'm like, nigga, no.
There's so many people getting scammed by ChatGPT nowadays, bro.
No.
It's crazy.
Be wary of everything. That's the best way to be.
How can you scam people on ChatGPT?
People are talking to them as if they're like a girlfriend or whatever. And then it's ChatGPT is like giving them instructions on how to commit suicide and all this other stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's the new South Park episodes are about.
Yeah.
ChatGPT is telling people to kill themselves?
How to do it.
How
they
to
ask.
Do it.
Are you serious? Thing
is
that
ChatGPT is very helpful.
That's all it
you gotta
wants
watch,
to do.
Watch the South Park. It's good. She's like, well, yeah, I think that's a great idea. You can blah, blah, blah. How do I do
it? I saw the chat log from that show. I was like, oh my God. It was basically like, this is how you want to do it. Like, you want to do it this way so that, less likely for people to come and find
it's
you.
It's just
to do
so
it this
positive.
Way. It's a tool, right? It's an assistant. It's meant to give you. It's supposed to do what you need to do. And then it'll stop and be like, you know, actually, I can't do that. But you can reword something
right.
so that you can get the answer that you want. And it doesn't want to upset you. So it's going to tell you. That's a problem. It can't
I've never used it.
Me either.
It's a great tool.
I've never used it. You've never used it?
I haven't used none of that. Shit.
It writes the best apology letters.
Oh man, you want to have a Why solid argument.
And I think we talked about this.
It's great.
You have to pay for it now, right?
Because you'd be like,
there's a free tier.
Oh okay.
Still
okay.
Yeah. I don't know what the paid version does anyway. Like the differences between them or whatever.
That's the greatest thing, bro. That's the greatest thing.
The thing is, tool. I can tell somebody's using that shit. Like, you don't talk like that, nor do you write that way.
That's what they're saying about that.
That's why you gotta
the shooter for Charlie Kirk. They're like, who talks like this?
Yeah. Well,
so they're saying old people wrote it.
Some of the stuff that they're trying to
throw manifesto.
I don't follow it like that.
Yeah.
But I saw people talking about whatever I guess supposed letter he left behind or whatever. Yeah. They like he didn't say that shit. They said it feels like a cover, like somebody else wrote it. Trying to make it seem like he's did it, like he's a scapegoat. Because they're like, kids don't talk like that.
Yeah. Because the meme Charlie. Stuff that they had on there, that seemed more believable.
Come on, man.
What?
Come on.
What are you talking about?
Man, the snickering and all. Come on, man.
I didn't even say nothing. I don't even know why he's laughing. He's tripping. Come on, I said, come poor on. Charlie. Man. He laughed. Come on. What's on your heart?
Come on,
see,
man.
See, I'm not saying that.
This is a family show.
Yeah. Come on, Keon. Come on, Keon.
His kids watching.
Yo, kids be... Bro, I'm at my son's baseball practice, and I be helping with the kids and stuff. I'm helping more and more and more and more, right? Because they be listening to me for some strange reason. And one of the kids is like, are you a comedian? I said, well, how do you know that? I be watching you on YouTube. I said, get your ass. Y'all not supposed to be watching me. I do. You're funny. I'm like, nah, y'all get off. Get off all that
they
stuff.
Already got, they already got an opinion about you?
Yeah, they was like, I'll be watching your stuff. Hey, Keon's dad, I'll be watching your stuff. I mean, Keelan's dad, I'll be watching your stuff. I'm like, nah, man.
It's creepy.
Y'all get off of there, bro.
Good, tell a friend. Yeah. Buy some merch, kid.
Buy some merch. What's your parents' credit card?
But what's funny is, like, they, you know, he's older now. He's about to be 10, so all his friends are in that age group. So they're older where they are. I remember watching stuff at 10, 11, 12. They'd be like, we watching you on YouTube. We see you on Instagram. Apparently, Kendrick said he, you know, they got little computers in their class they use work with. So he said for fun, he Googled himself. And all the kids thought it was so cool that he pops up on Google.
Oh, for real?
Because you know me, like, because yeah, I Googled my whole family to see how much I'm bothering them as far as, you know, they didn't sign up for it. I signed up for this. They didn't sign up for this. So I'll Google my siblings, my mom, everybody to see how much actually pops up. And it's not much. Mine is hella shit. But theirs isn't a ton. Cotty's is probably the second most. Like, has the most stuff. But my kids are still cool. My brother, nothing pops up. Like, they're good.
But the kids, from the kids, what, videos and stuff you
just,
put them in?
But it's not a lot. It's not a lot, you know. So, but I Googled the other day just to see how easy it is to find stuff on them or whatever. Just because, you know, they didn't sign up for this. I did.
Say goodbye to sticky notes and calendar confusion with Skylight. The Skylight calendar is here to help you and your family get organized. I have this thing. I love this thing. My daughter loves this thing the most. She puts in ridiculous stuff. She's like, okay, 12 o'clock, I have lunch. And she put in what she's going to have for lunch. 2 o'clock, we're going to go for a walk. She schedules everything way more than I do. What's dope about it is that it also syncs to the, so, you know, it's my mom, her mom, you know, the wife. And me, and it keeps us all in sync while having the actual digital calendar there, replaces the wall calendars, always right there in digital format. They have the app so you can go to it. So you're never lost. You're never confused. Everything that's there is here. Everything that's here is there. And it's super dope. If your brain is already full capacity with do's and errands, birthdays, and dinner plans for Tuesday, let Skylight calendars handle the rest. It syncs your entire family schedule into a sleek digital display. Picture this. Your kid reminds you about a school project at bedtime, the evening before it's due. Sound familiar? With Skylight Calendar, you can avoid these last-minute oops moments. It keeps your family schedule in one place, so the only surprise your life are the fun ones, like when you find money in your winter coat. Ooh, that time's coming. Skylight Calendar was designed to connect the digital and non-digital worlds while bringing families together. It's a Wi-Fi-connected digital display that showcases your family schedule with clarity, color, and brilliance in either a 10- or 15-inch HD touchscreen. I had the 15-inch because I'm special. This is an all-in-one smart calendar synced seamlessly with Google Calendar, Apple Calendar, Outlook, and more, giving you customizable views for daily, weekly, and monthly planning. You'll be able to manage events, chores, grocery lists while assigning colors for each of your family members and eliminate excuses not knowing what they'll need to do. Also, my daughter has it for her chore chart, like her, where she gets, you know, whatever. She asks for everything all the time, so now I make her earn stuff. So she has her list of stuff she needs to do every day. And then she takes ownership of it. That's what I like about it. She'll go and she checks her own stuff off. So that's what I like about it. With the free Skylight Companion app, you can add or update events, lists, and more on the go. Your happiness is Skylight's happiness. So if in 120 days you are not 100% thrilled with your purchase, you can return it for a full refund. No questions asked. A full refund of 4 months. That's solid, bro. That's solid. So right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to myskylight.com/issues. Issues. Go to myskylight.com/issues. Issues for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That is myskylight.com/issues. Organize your life. Anytime you go back to the group chat, everybody guilty.
You're right. What do you say? Okay. Listen.
Yo, if they were like using the group chat, for like court documents, I'd be like, hey, listen, niggas, me up, I did bro. It.
I put the cuffs on myself.
I did it.
Whether it's our chat, the one with Craig,
I
and Marla,
said it.
I'm turning myself in.
Yeah. That's why I try my best to whatever I say, like in the chat, to try to make it a joke on stage. So I could be like, hey, man, y'all knew I felt this way. That's how my writing has been for the last few years, where I'm like, I don't want anybody to be like, this is how he is behind closed doors. You feel me? Like, this is how I really feel. Yeah,
alkaline
think.
Water different, bro. Be telling people.
PM, PPP.
Alkaline water different.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you, broski.
What?
You were talking. You said this is how you be feeling about it. We were talking about the
group
chat. Oh. No, I'm talking about what you were saying. You stopped talking about
putting it on stage. Oh, yeah. I just put it on stage. Yeah. I just put everything on stage. I don't want nobody to be like, no, this is here. I just, on stage, at least I can make it funny. That's how I really think, but at least it's funny. It's hilarious. I don't say anything out of malice. I don't want to be an asshole.
Yeah.
But it's just like, nigga, if I feel this way, I should be allowed to think or feel this.
It's a problem to me that you can't fully say what you want to say. I mean, you can, but then there's backlash to it, right? Like the whole Jimmy Kimmel thing with him getting fired and brought back because of. But there's also a point of this too. I'm like this, bro. Like, I'm not a huge political person in general.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand there's a lot of people who don't want to see politics and like late night shows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for a late night host to me, because to me, if I'm a late night host, I'm not trying to pit Democrats versus Republicans and all the other dumb shit, because everything's fucking political for whatever reason.
Yeah.
This whole, even when they did the whole maskers versus anti-maskers, I was like, you guys are dumb, bro. Everything gets politicized and it's ridiculous. But, yeah. You know, I can understand there's a lot of people who are quote unquote on the right who are like, all he does is bash Trump. We don't like that. I understand that if I'm watching this show and it's like week to week, you guys are bashing somebody that I support. And I also go like, there's a time and place for some things, but the niggas be bashing Trump.
Here's the
it's
problem.
Not like
here's
don't.
The problem.
It's not like
here's
they
the
don't.
Problem with that. You gotta bash evenly,
right? And
the
I
same
agree.
Disrespect you were given, or no, if you're bashing Trump, you should have been bashing
exactly.
Biden.
So were they not? I don't watch.
I think
so.
Some of these shows were.
I thought Biden be getting lit up.
Yeah, I thought Biden was getting lit up.
But like all the half dead jokes,
that's the difference. That's the difference.
I thought Biden be getting lit up.
Most of Biden, the Democrats just took it like, yeah.
Did y'all see the clip though that they fired Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
But there's literally no reason. And then the people that did it said that he didn't really say anything. It was just that we felt like Trump may come down on us, so we did it preemptively.
I thought Trump did. I thought he did say something.
He said something after they did it, but they didn't tell him to do anything. Mm-hmm. They were worried that that's the part that makes it bad.
The politics of it.
Look at how we just got, when we brought up everything.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get weird. I was laughing.
You did get weird.
I was laughing, nigga. I made it. My joke is online. You can look up my joke. My shit is online, nigga. I stand in
Craig
my
got,
shit.
Craig didn't say anything. Craig got.
I stand in my shit. Like,
I say nothing.
Yeah. I'm going to make my jokes. That is going to happen.
With it, that's but that's, I think that's the problem, I'm not Jazz. Either. What you're saying is on certain side, you can't be too sensitive on one side, not the other.
Right.
So if you're gonna if a late night show is gonna bash Oh Boy a lot, they should have been bashing someone else.
You at least got to go after every joke, and that's just Trump. At least it's not Biden.
Right.
All right, we'll be back with that better than that.
And then, but then you also got to be logical. As old and senile and dumb as Biden was, and he gave us a lot of material, Trump gives us so much to talk about. So it's like, of course you're going to talk about more because he gives you a lot more to talk about.
Yeah. He's kind of doing material.
Yeah, he like a nigga. He's a fucking
he's in the
walking
news, the way, he's in the news
shit
probably
show.
More than any president in U.S. history.
Exactly.
And he make me
and
laugh.
Part of it is social media, but part of it is even if social media wasn't how it is, he would find a way to be
Yeah, so you can't
about
be sensitive behind
constantly.
Somebody who's giving me something to talk about.
But like, you got the cult. That's what you're going against, the
exactly.
Trump cult.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why this is happening.
Yeah,
in the
but
first
Biden,
place.
Like,
yeah.
I laughed at every Biden. That, he was way too fucking old to be. Every time he fell off a bike, I laughed.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. Every time he zoned out halfway through, I'm like, did he just die? Did he? Mitch McConnell, all of them, these old fucks.
Yeah.
When they be doing shit, I'll be laughing. I don't care what political side you on. It's funny.
It's funny.
Some of the shit he say just make me be like, what? And I just laugh because
it's funny
insane,
to me, man. I be laughing at a lot of stuff.
That's what sucks about him.
I mean,
he is funny.
It's funny.
But I can't wait.
But it only be funny until the shit be. Then they start doing shit. Then it don't be funny. But yeah. Like when you say you, be, what's funny to me is just like the audacity. Like I'd be like, how y'all brains work like this? Like you, and then for people who follow it, I'd be like, y'all, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like I'm laughing at the stupidity of humans. I'm laughing at the audacity of humans. Like that's the shit that be funny to me. Is like my brain can't compute how dumb everybody is.
On any level, you have to
on know any that, level, yeah, like no matter what we talking about. Yeah, on any level, sometimes I see shit that's so dumb, and I'm just like, "You gotta be kidding
people,
me!"
People are
you gotta be kidding me.
Be surprised at how like easy things are for people to fall into.
Yeah,
okay, so very, especially if you're unaware. And the thing is, they don't. The way they run their whole thing is, we tell you just enough, and then we pull you in by your beliefs. So then you believe us for the whole way.
Yeah.
Even though I'm essentially working against you. But you don't never know that because I'm talking with you. Like, I'm talking like I'm with you.
Hence why it's so important that they control the media or try to control the media.
Which is and it doesn't appeal to people that are educated. We're educated. Right. So that stuff ain't going to never fly with us because we can sense a red flag. If you don't have the education, you should be like, oh, yeah, look at him.
Education or the common sense.
But Trump said it.
Yeah. Like, all right. But I do that with everything, though. It could be a sports. It could be, if it's dumb, it's funny to me because I'd be like, so you're telling me. Like, you really think that? Okay.
Just in this day and age, you got to be a fool to just get all your information just from one outlet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
just
crazy.
Because there's too many other, you're seeing too much other stuff. You can't just look at CNN, Fox.
But they want to, though.
Yeah.
People want to be a part of a team.
You got to be
they
a fool
be
at that point, bro.
Well, they are.
Yeah, because you got social media that's showing you some different point of view. Just it's just too many different
and all
outlets
that plays into an algorithm anyway.
Right.
Yeah. That's a crazy part that I don't understand. People don't understand still is like you realize the stuff you see online is because you've trained your algorithm to show you the same stuff over and over and over. Like everybody's doing it. No, it's not everybody. It's your small thing that thinks like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I can't control that. But I can't control the stage. That's what I love about the stage. I can talk about everything and. Y'all make your own opinions on it. It's up to you.
Now that it's October, I feel like the holidays are right around the corner. I feel like Santa breathing down my neck already. My daughter's already asking me, can I make a Christmas list? No, because I got to start planning my own finances right now. And to do that, I use Rocket Money. Everybody knows there are things they can do to reduce monthly costs and improve their finances. Who has time to go through all their expenses and decide what to trim? With Rocket Money crunching numbers for you, leveling up your own money game gets way easier. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses in one place, including subscriptions you forgot about. You see a subscription you no longer want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it. Their dashboard lays out your total finance picture, including bill due dates, paydays, in a way that's easy to digest. You can eventually create custom budgets based on your past spending. Rocket Money's 5 million members have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscription, with members saving up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premier features. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/issues today. That's rocketmoney.com/issues. rocketmoney.com/issues. I hate the algorithm.
Algorithms are really
terrible.
Bad now.
It's terrible.
Because it swings one way really
bro,
hard.
You watch one thing and you're flooded. I'm like,
bro.
It's so obvious.
Like, I don't want to see all the titties. Just this. I didn't want to see all the chicken. Just this.
Not
one.
Even watch. If you say it, you'll start seeing
but
stuff.
But I like that one Charlie Kirk. It's like, Charlie, come like, but this nigga's all over my timeline now.
Yeah, that's how it works. Especially Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter's really bad.
You don't even have to
engage with it. If you sit long enough to read what it says, it'll be like,
he likes it.
Boom.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to get out of that. But people have done experiments where they'll make a new Twitter account and then they won't follow anybody or anything like that. They'll just stay on the For You side. And then what they tailor to you is Trump leading that kind of stuff, like initially. And it's like, well, Elon Musk would do that, right?
Yeah.
It would lean that way. So it's like,
huh?
The same thing.
You want nothing? No, okay.
Same thing on YouTube. Like new YouTube accounts, they'll lean more. That is teaching you stuff. It's showing you PragerU videos and stuff like that. Like, why would you know?
My YouTube is sports. It's just hella sports.
Yeah,
and that's it. Because that's all I do. I go on YouTube Sports Center shit's trash now. So I go on YouTube to watch all the games and catch the highlights. So that's all my YouTube shows is just sports shit.
Yeah. You make one wrong turn, I guarantee you it'll switch up.
Right. Very my fast. IG is
and
a lot of food.
And then you're joining the clan all of a sudden. How did I get here? Yeah.
The algorithm's quick to turn you into a red pill, bro.
My IG's a lot of food.
I have a guilty pleasure on YouTube I'm forced into.
Forced?
It's hoofing.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching
that.
Yeah, I like that.
Is that when like a girl shoves her foot in your butt or
something like that? It's trimming. It's trimming of the cow.
Take the thing off.
Yeah. And sometimes pus will come out.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what'd you say it was?
Sometimes it's trimming of the cow hoof. So you get someone there.
I'll be watching that when they pop the pus on the cow.
I'll be watching that.
Y'all watch people pop pimples too?
Yeah, I watch it sometimes.
Y'all gross.
I've gone away from
it. Are blackheads?
Y'all worse than Trump supporters with this shit y'all watch. Yeah, man, y'all part of the evil coalition over here. Y'all the reason why this dumb shit gets viewed.
You don't have a guilty pleasure on YouTube.
Yeah, but it's all porn related, like a good human. Not some freak watching. No, I don't know.
You know the weirdest thing?
That's called breastfeeding, Chaz. That's not
porn wise, and I regret. Regret it, honestly. Curiosity got me because I thought, I was like, oh, this would be cool. And then I was like, I don't like the way this looks at all.
Born live?
I looked up, one time I looked up people with vitiligo to see what color it is. That shit freaked me out.
Wait, you looked at what?
Oh, I didn't know they have that topic.
Porn vitiligo?
Yeah, to girls. Because I'm like, what color? You know, you got your different colors all over it. So what is that?
And
that,
he said, I got two races at once.
You're not supposed to see it like that. And I was like, hey, this is too much for me, bro.
It was did it turn you on? Did you get dizzy?
Not at all.
Those little black and white things spinning
it's
around?
It's too much,
bro. That was Winnie Harlow
It's too much. It's too much. Isn't I was her like, name I don't Harlow? Like I don't like how it looks. You're not, it was just so much.
It's too many colors.
It wasn't sexy still? Like, did both have vitiligo or just one person?
No, it was just girls. Oh. But I just wanted to see what it looks like. Oh. You know, like, what color is the surrounding area? And it's just like, it's just like vagina. Like, it's it's. You'd have to. I can't describe it. It's like the
can't got the.
So you wouldn't in your heyday. You wouldn't take down a girl that had vitiligo.
Not now. Not after I haven't seen it.
But you might catch a different one. I mean, we might have just caught a weird looking.
I looked up a few just to make sure.
You went on a binge.
It was like a 2 minute binge. It didn't take long. And it was just like, it's not, I was like, it's not supposed to be this, like this. It almost like it had no
That's
cover.
That's a wild search.
You know what I mean? Like it had no cover. It had no filter. Like it was just like vagina.
Was it shaved or?
Some did, but it's like, because there's no skin color.
Did it go so like it's just an like, outline?
It's just like, imagine like a piece of paper with a vagina on it.
Oh,
you know what I mean? There's no like color.
I see what you mean?
It was fucking weird. Oh, it was just like
I don't see what you're saying.
All this, so that part wasn't the brown part.
It was just all this pink and then like on white.
Got it.
And it was just like
it's
weird, bro. Because it's not even like white women. It's white and it's just like hella pink. Or sometimes that part was white. It's just it was fucking weird. It was weird, and I was just like, oh, this isn't my thing. This
like one of those sheep booties.
Wait, do white girls have vitiligo?
I don't know.
Or is it only
I think it applies to people like had to be melanated because it's the
you got to be black, yeah. You can't.
I believe so. I don't think it's not just black,
but there's albino white.
I'm saying I don't think you'd be a white person with vitiligo.
There's albino white people.
Yeah.
Are there
albino white people?
I thought albinos were black.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've never seen an albino.
I don't know white people. You can.
There's no such thing, right?
Then you're just white, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
You're just white. If
even albino is a different color than a white person.
Pigmentation.
Right.
That don't make you white, though.
Let's look it up. Are you looking it up?
What I'm saying, but I'm thinking a white person could still lose some of their
color.
Yes,
color.
Oh, wow. These are white albinos.
Let me see.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Yeah, there's been a
couple
of
movies.
Oh,
that's very white. Jesus.
This is a white. This is
that's
albino,
what's his name from the.
Albino Asian dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're like white. Mm. You're like, so imagine a vagina
like that.
But it's like, bro, the search didn't last long, bro.
Crazy.
I was like, that's crazy. Looks like an abominable snowman.
This is messing my mind.
I don't think that's a real person, though.
Let me see.
I don't
think
it's
a real person.
They have to be real people.
Do you think it's AI?
I think
it might be AI.
Go back. But don't go back too far because you see some shit you
hear. Wait, did you Google if it was a real person?
Your phone right now. That's the last thing we'll do is scroll through your phone.
You know, Chaz was talking about his penis hangs longer as he gets older.
My Google search.
Yeah, no, it's real. It's a thing.
Oh.
It's a thing.
Oh, wow.
So you
double white.
Interesting.
the double white.
They got that platinum blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. Look like Anderson Cooper.
What's that? What was that show like with all those blonde kids?
It's like one pitch, like the same dude you showed me is the same guy. Like they used him.
Because he's the whitest of the white.
Right. Like, but wasn't Snow about a white albino kid?
Snow?
Yeah.
In you know that song? In
I don't know.
No, not Informer. There's a movie called Powder. Powder.
Powder. Sorry, Powder. Oh, Powder.
I forgot
Powder.
About Powder.
He was white,
little,
right?
Yeah.
The little electrical guy.
Yeah. Well, he was albino.
Yeah, he was touching shit.
They was doing a lot for him just being albino. They acted like he was an alien. Like, he's just albino.
What year was this in?
This was when we were teens.
I mean, what year was the movie set in?
What was that? What was the movie?
It
was
called Powder. I don't know. Powder, yeah. I don't know.
I forgot about that movie, bro.
I was like, yeah, wait. That was
but, well, he did have powers, too, kind of. So.
Yeah, Powder was, yeah.
It sounded like he was an alien, then, you know? Is it called Powder because how white he was?
He got electrocuted, like, when he was born. It came out in 95.
Mm-hmm.
Movie takes place in...
Yeah, they said he was, like, Raiden.
Who played Powder?
Well, it was also a small town.
Yeah, I don't remember. So. I just remember...
Was that Whiteface on Whiteface? Probably. Was he real or albino?
That thing is probably.
They did
white
some
face.
White face on white face.
Yeah, basically, this is how he looks like regularly. This is him regularly.
Oh, they ought to and be ashamed of themselves. They made him
white
face.
White people should march.
Yeah,
over there doing white face.
What else white has he been in other than Powder?
White face is hilarious.
Yeah, that's
you
white
see,
face.
You see how people get
he's
mad
in Boondock Saints?
At Drewski.
Yeah,
and hey, Drewski did a great white face.
That shit
bro.
Was funny, bro.
He did good. I enjoy his show too.
I don't give a piss about him. Nothing but the dad.
He was there at the damn NASCAR event, and those people had no. I don't think they don't really know who didn't he know. Is, they didn't really.
Yeah.
But even when you saw that, I wanted to know if it was Drewski until I heard him talk.
That was great.
Then I was
kind of
just like, but he also
that makeup was. I was like, this is.
And
crazy.
He did his whole body.
Yeah.
To be outside and the makeup sticking like that,
and
nobody
like he was
noticed.
Sunburned too.
Like,
yeah, they did a great
really
job.
They did a really good job.
I could still tell it was Drewski, though.
But you know Drewski.
Well, yeah,
you
know.
If you don't know,
it goes along with what we be saying. If it's not your world,
if you're not in your
you
world,
don't know.
Yeah.
That's why he's at NASCAR.
Because their reactions were serious.
Yeah.
And they loved him.
So he's been to the thing where he was him, but he was playing like he was one of them.
Right.
And then it was like, you know, they still were in it or whatever. With the other guy, the white dude that he be doing the skits with.
The old dude would be looking crazy.
Yeah.
So the Roll Tide guy?
Yeah.
He's so funny, bro.
Yeah, boy, I was like, where did you find this guy?
He's so funny. He said he found him. I looked it up. He said he found him. He saw his sketches, and he was like, this dude's funny.
That dude was doing his own
sketches. The Alabama guy was already a big Alabama fan, and he was already doing sketches and shit. So he did those I don't give a piss sketches. Mm-hmm. And then now I just be watching.
He'd be hanging with him.
He'd be funny. Yeah. He was like, when you know, Alabama ain't Alabama no more.
Yeah.
So they had lost the game. They was like, come on, man. What about the Tide? He's like, I don't even give a piss about the Tide anymore. They was like, no. And he stormed off. This shit was so funny, bro.
Now he reminded me of the dude from Waterboy. Young, young, gang. Like, I don't know.
It's crazy that he was also the, you know, he was the dad on Boy Meets World.
Oh, was that him?
He was crazy. He was Sean's dad.
That's crazy. I saw him something else when he was Sean, right.
Yeah, he was Sean's dad. Yeah.
So, but he always plays his character. Oh my, you ain't it. What? You like to see homos naked?
I saw him in something else. He was a regular dude. I was like, that's crazy. You don't belong like this. You got to be that.
You got the voice for it. Yeah,
that was great. That's great.
Would you, all right, would you rather never get a shot or get a shot but be typecast?
Give me typecast.
You got to play the same person all the time, every time.
Give me typecast.
You get embedded in history as a typecast.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that bad.
I'll take a typecast.
If you're good enough, you can break out of it.
Carlton.
I mean.
I'll be him.
My thing is this. My thing is also like.
White woman and all?
Put me in the snow. Put me in the snow.
Is that snow bunnies and all?
Put me in the snow, coach.
Like I told you, I opened up for Screech years ago. Uh-huh. Right, early
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah, and I remember like
he's still alive, right? Or God, nah. God rest his soul, Dustin Diamond. Yeah.
But Screech's stand-up was
no
not
laugh
great
this time.
No, there's a reason why I didn't laugh this time. He know why I laughed.
What are you talking about, bro? Yeah, where's your chuckle now?
He know why I laughed. So Screech.
had Screech's stand up been great, amazing, you can start building out of there doing
right.
something else.
Right.
But if you can't divide, if you can only do one thing, then you know, you'll be that guy forever. But Carlton, damn it, Alfonso
Ribeiro
has done a lot way later now with the Dancing with the Stars.
Absolutely.
That really,
hosting, hosting shows. Yeah, yeah,
that really
absolutely
helped start to break him out. But it took 20 years for people
well,
to be
he was still, he always worked.
Yeah. He always worked.
From Silver Spoons.
No, no, but what I'm saying is that I don't know his name from Silver Spoons, but everybody knows Carlton. We know the dance. But even for him to stop being called Carlton, Dancing with the Stars was that thing that really Alfonso.
Yeah.
And then he came back and hosted it since then. So that really like got a chance to kind of like not break him out, but like revamp his personality, if not his like acting career. But you got to put him in a different place. You know?
I mean, I guess it sounds easy until everywhere you go, Carlton.
Jaleel, I mean, shit,
do the dance.
Yeah,
I only call Jaleel not Urkel because I actually got a chance to work with him, and he hates that shit. So you get used to calling him Jaleel.
But I feel like honestly,
I would never call him Urkel. To
I feel like Jaleel.
I've never known his name.
Has been called Jaleel longer than Alfonso, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Jaleel was able to get at least people to call him by his name a
what's
lot.
Your name? But, what's no, your name? You just said it on an interview. She was just like, who's the funniest person? Who I was talking about smashing earlier?
Jamie Lee Curtis?
She just said on an interview, just like, who's somebody you felt nervous about getting an interview? She was like, Urkel? Like, it wasn't a Jaleel.
Oh, wow.
She just, and we all knew who she was talking about.
I haven't heard him being called Urkel in a while.
It wasn't.
But he was Urkel, but you still knew his name. Because it was so...
I didn't know that nigga's name until 15 years after the show.
I always knew it because it was so big when the show came on. Jaleel White.
I think it's easier to say.
Yeah.
Alfonso's name is difficult. And I think that's why people go Alfonso with Carlton.
That might have something to do with it.
I think that plays a part. Who wants to say Alfonso? What's his last name? Ribeiro. See, that's a lot. So people would be like, you know what? Carlton, nigga.
And I don't think publicly Jaleel has ever been like, I hate when people call me fucking Urkel.
He definitely has. He does not like that.
And
shit.
He did. He's probably more used to it now. That's crazy. He did such an amazing job.
Well, also the show ran for 9 seasons. That's a long time.
And he was the first kind playing that role.
That was phenomenon.
He was so good, bro.
He was good until he got too old. Yeah. It was good at first.
Wait, was he like the first black nerd on television, network television?
Black nerd.
You know what I mean?
I can think of.
Who else can you think of?
Yeah, not on Good Times.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah, that dude was like killing, a black nerd, you know what I mean?
When he was little, when you go back and watch, when he was little, it was really, really funny. And then you get to a point where you're like, this is sad.
And he got too grown.
He would just be like, it would be him. I mean, he was building his tent one time, and it's just like, hey, Jaleel, just struggle with this tent. And you just watched him be hilarious, bro, for like 3 minutes.
It wasn't funny no more.
Nah, this was when he was still cool. This is when he was still young enough. It was different when he was trying to make his voice. I don't know. And he was doing that. I don't know about that, Laura. It's like, no, you're trying to keep the
You
voice.
Can hear the puberty.
Yeah. I don't know about that, Laura. It was like, just use your voice, bro.
No, it was... Because it didn't seem like when he was younger, it didn't seem... Them accidents didn't seem like he was forcing them. After a while, you could see the forced... Like... It was bad. It's really bad. But at front, you just feel like when he was younger, first of all, his voice is just funny when he was younger. Mm-hmm. His faces were funnier, and them glasses were too big for his face.
Oh, man. Just looking in the camera?
Yeah, it was just funny.
Oh, great.
And then he gets older, and you're like, okay, that's...
And it was supposed to be a one-stop shop.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a one-stop shop, huh?
Yeah. One-stop shop.
He had two guest roles before he took over, though.
Yeah, they brought him back for the one.
That's what I'm reading now. I didn't know that he wasn't, like, one of the main
guys. He was the mouse eater. He was just the mouse eater.
The show was supposed to be built around, I think, Carl and...
No, it was supposed to be around Harriet. Harriet was the...
And Harriet and Carl.
Yeah, but she... Because she worked on Perfect Strangers, and she was the elevator attendant lady
or
whatever.
Right, it was supposed to be her show. Ooh.
And then Carl had played the cop on whatever. They was like, oh, okay, we put this around...
Oh, you know they were mad.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So Vel was
I'd be mad, too.
Vel had in his contract that he'd always make $1 more than anyone on the show. So when Urkel blew up, he was like, cool. We just got a big raise, both of us.
Oh, you know what? The dad.
Yeah. So he didn't want to. The only one that had the biggest problem was the mom.
She
left one season and came back.
Yeah.
Had a light skinned mom for a while.
The same, for a second.
Is that the little kids, the little girl that went upstairs and never came down too?
Yeah, no, Judy, that was like season four. Early season three.
Watching it, when you watch it, it's like, could it have ever been about her? And we would have been like, I mean, what?
Family shows back then was hitting so hard, low key it could have.
I would have been like Full House.
They made it about absolutely nothing. Yeah. But Urkel.
Yeah, when it started doing that, that's when it got really bad.
He was solving their family problems.
He moved in with them at a time.
Yeah.
The pervert next door neighbor.
Hi, Laura. That dude was great.
He didn't ask for it. He just was good at his job.
He hit.
Phenomenon. Had the Urkel dial, bro. Crazy.
Cereal. Cartoon.
Yeah, they
crazy.
How can you be mad at a little kid?
Because, man.
There he is. He returned. I told y'all he was coming back.
Yeah, he said he was going to come back.
I told you he's going to come back and join us.
He's going to make you look like a
liar. You're not going to hide out.
Come on,
here, bro.
I told him. I told y'all.
Bring your punk ass in, man.
What y'all about to shoot? We almost done.
Nah, bring your punk ass in, man.
I told y'all he was going to join us again. Y'all say he was never coming back.
Come on. No, he said before we be done.
What's up, man?
Chess, I still got beef. I ain't seen you in real life in a minute.
In a minute.
Brody.
Yeah.
He got a new scent. That's a new scent. It smells good.
Carrier smelling luxurious.
What's up, man? What's up, take a mic, bro.
What y'all about to shoot?
Y'all doubled up today?
What y'all about to shoot?
Yeah.
Verbal card.
Oh, yeah, we done.
Oh,
I'm just early.
Oh, are we late? Are we over time?
Nah, I'm way early. I usually do 1:45.
Oh, okay. We were just about to wrap up.
You come from the crib?
No, I auditioned for a scary movie. I use this place to audition, so I went to that.
And okay.
Good.
Because I don't like doing self-tapes myself.
Yeah, man. That's so what I did.
Dr. Self-Tape is who I use.
Okay.
So I can go in there.
There's a place.
I can read with somebody. Yeah.
I didn't know.
They give you the crisp visuals.
What they charge?
It's like $40.
Oh, that's good. Bad.
Yeah.
How long?
Like you could do like a membership or you could do the one-off. So I'd just be doing the one-off. It's cheaper if you do like a membership. If you audition a lot, you can just do it.
It's around here?
It's in Hollywood.
That's great, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
They had like different locations. They had one like on Barham, but I guess they out of that spot.
How long for 40? An hour?
Or so, you can do it an hour. So it only took me like...
Yeah, but you don't need no hour for no audition. Yeah. If you do, you ain't getting it.
or if you like to take your time, you could play.
Okay.
But it's like an hourly thing.
How'd it feel?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could tell them how to read the line to you and all that?
Mm-hmm. Because they'd be on the other side of the camera, like, you know, whatever you need.
That's dope. That's
good. Yeah. I ain't never heard of it. Oh, that's a...
He was talking about Jaleel White and Afonso Ribeiro. Good. Mm-hmm.
What about him?
Talking about getting typecast. Would you rather be, if you got your shot, would you rather be typecast or would you rather just be like, nah?
You never was.
Mm-hmm. Or you take that typecast. You taking that Carlton for the rest of your life? You taking that Urkel for the rest of your life? Because I was saying that I had met Screech doing stand-up, and I was like, if he was, had he been, like, dynamic, you can get out of there.
Yeah.
But it took, like, 20-something years for people, like, I said Dancing with the Stars when Carlton got to become Alfonso again. So I was like, it's going to be 20, 30 years where you get to be yourself again. Or are you just going
to
be...
I feel like Alfonso was able to spin it into him being himself is who he is now.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, you know, you don't see him in roles where he's other people that much.
I don't see him in anything, though.
But he hosts, like, America's Funniest Home Videos. Right. Mm-hmm. He's himself.
Right.
So he can do Dancing with the Stars and, like, be a host.
Right.
But as far as, like, acting roles, we don't see him in stuff.
He had a small chance because he did LL Cool J show.
Yeah.
In the house.
In the house.
Yeah. So, you know, there's opportunities there.
How long did that show last?
It lasted a few seasons on NBC initially.
Wow.
They had a good little burn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then they came over to the
and no one was like Carlton when he was only in the house. They were just
Now I argued, what I said was I think part of his issue was his name is hard to say. So they just went with Carlton. Because Alfonso Ribeiro, you know, people don't. It's a lot of work.
Still be fumbled.
Because I said Jaleel White is easier to say.
Yeah.
Versus Alfonso. That's a lot. So people like Carlton.
Yeah. That plays a part too. Your name is vital,
right?
Yeah.
But
like Tony Baker, if you were, that'd be easy for people to be like, Tony Baker.
People say my full name because it's so easy. Yeah. They can say it, Tony Baker.
Right.
It's like one off.
But if you had to be.
A typecast. It depends on what. So for me personally, I'm looking for range and catalog and diversity.
You're on it. This is your first big gig, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're on a sitcom.
But it's my acting though.
It
matters.
Okay, you get to be a great fun uncle on a show. Uh-huh. Okay, your Uncle Bobo. Okay,
Uncle Bobo.
But listen.
And the show runs for seven seasons.
Uncle Bobo's
$100,000 an episode. Okay, $100,000 an episode. Your Uncle Bobo.
That's good money.
That's great money.
Old school TV season, like 22 episodes a season.
24.
Ooh,
we get 24 a season.
That's good money.
Okay.
You got $2 million a year.
You out Sprouts, minding your business. Uncle Bobo!
Look, at first it was a one-off. You came, they brought you back for season two, and they were like...
Oh, so my pay wasn't like that initially.
Absolutely
not. I had
not.
To earn it. Then so about season five, that's when I started.
No, about season three, they said, hey, you know what?
Dang, like that?
Yeah, you bigger than Uncle Joe. You Uncle Bobo.
Okay.
Bo!
when you walk the room, Bo!
And they'd be like, Uncle Bobo in the house, right? And so then the kids would come to you like, Uncle Bobo, I don't know what to do. And then the music comes on. Well, listen, kid, I'm a niece now.
But the point is, your Uncle
great
Bobo.
Great role, Uncle Bobo.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Bobo.
Hey, but I can't get nothing else.
It's tough.
No.
It's tough.
Because they want, and you had a catchphrase. And then they wanted it every.
You went on the road.
It's Bobo.
It's Jimmy like Walker.
They want to do that. Yeah. Yep.
And you went on stand up. That's Tony Baker.
Okay.
Nobody came.
Oh, I'm bombing in theaters.
You're not they're bombing. Not you're just tickets. Not selling seats. Dang. Whoever came to
like,
see
man,
you,
man, if he doesn't
you.
Do Uncle Bobo, we don't want to see him.
But then when you came out as Tony Baker, also known as Uncle Bobo,
sellouts.
They come to see you.
Oh, so they do come to the shows.
But you got
to
be Bobo.
As Uncle Bobo. And they want to see him.
You got to go. You got to go. You
got to
go.
They want you to Richard Pryor. You know how you had to do, what's his name? Mudbone. They want you to go into Uncle Bobo.
You got
to
go be. Nah, you got to go behind that curtain. You got to change your outfit.
Yeah, you have to wear your.
And Uncle Bobo's outfit.
You come out with
and
your
Uncle Bobo's
Bobo.
Outfit was always like overalls.
He was a janitor.
With no shirt underneath.
You got the janitor outfit.
No shirt underneath overalls.
Uncle Bobo time.
I can't do
it. It's $100,000 a year, Tony. 24 episodes. Come on, man. Oh, yeah, I'm in the $100,000 episode. 24 episodes, bro.
That's 2.2.
I'll be dead inside, though.
But y'all set for life.
Yeah.
Whatever you need.
And you only got to do Uncle Bobo for like 15 minutes out the hour. But they want to see it.
You should
well,
be.
The way I spend, that would be set for life.
And if
I was making that kind of money for that long, I would be set for life.
Seinfeld residuals.
Ooh.
Seinfeld residuals.
It's
man.
A bro. It's a no brainer.
Now and in your headshot though, when they on the
you Uncle Bobo.
When you have Funny Bone, it's not your picture. It's Uncle Bobo in the overalls. In the bad wig.
It's Uncle Bobo. Like, Tony Baker.
You in the overalls of the bad wig.
But you get to do your set. You get to do everything that's you. Stand up wise.
You could talk about being Uncle Bobo.
I think this. So if, I'm getting Seinfeld level residuals,
Seinfeld residuals,
and I made that good money when I was on the season,
prime money,
I'm gonna just see that they don't want nothing but that, and I'm tapping out. I'm not doing that.
You're not doing nothing ever.
I'm
again?
Not doing that tour.
You're not touring at all.
No.
What are you gonna do afterwards?
My money gonna be right, so I'm not gonna humiliate myself any further.
But you love stand-up Tony Baker. You love stand-up,
but they're not coming. Either they're gonna have to accept me as Tony Baker, the stand-up comedian.
So you're gonna take that couple years ago bomb and rebuild yourself?
Absolutely.
Respect.
Absolutely.
Man.
I can't just be out there shucking and jiving all the time. My soul would be empty. And my money's right from the show.
So you don't need the money.
So yeah, money's not an issue. Yeah. So I'll just be
they ain't
like,
gonna book you for these comedy clubs, you ain't bringing nobody.
Well then so be it. I'll just be on the open mic circuit. Let me Uncle feature Bobo? For you. Let me feature.
People yelling, Uncle Bobo.
Yeah. They'll be like, yeah, man. I
but then your headliner's like, hey bro, hey, you can't do the Uncle Bobo shit here, man, because they coming out to see you, not me.
I don't want to.
He
do
don't
want to
do it though. He
I know be a regular me.
Yeah,
yeah. But what I'm saying is that if they're coming out to see you as Uncle Bobo, right?
No, they coming to they see the
headliner. If he's opening, he's not. He's the feature.
Well, open.
You can't post shit about the show you're about to be on because I don't want them coming to see Uncle Bobo. And
that's
getting...
fine. I just want the stage time.
Okay. Then you just take the long road back.
Yeah.
Okay. Respect.
Like
bro.
Chappelle did.
Mm-hmm.
Chappelle got blacklisted because the Africa thing and walking away from $50 million. But he didn't see him.
But he could go do stand up anytime and he could have sold
for
out
sure.
somewhere.
But he just rebuilt it his own way.
Yeah.
Like Hollywood was like, he'll never work for us again. Yeah. He's like, fuck y'all.
Right.
And look at him now.
That's solid, man.
Yeah.
Respect, Tony.
That's what I would do.
Are you still taking that money? Got to.
The Uncle Bobo
yeah,
money?
Got to.
Because you don't really foresee that. You don't foresee something like that. So when you're in the moment, making that money and the show takes off, that's out of your control.
Let's say this season you got picked up to be Uncle Bobo, okay? Uh-huh. This is coming, right? You go, hey, it's a one-off, right? This is prophetic, okay?
Just a guest role.
This is a guest role. Uh-huh. We love you. Then you come back, Uncle Bobo again, okay?
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, we want to make you a series regular.
Okay.
Now you go like, this could turn into an Uncle Bobo situation.
Right.
They're going to offer you $100,000. Are you going to pre-turn it down?
Can't pre-turn it down because you don't know.
No.
You're gonna
you gotta
still
do that. You gotta do that one episode.
You're still gonna. No, I'm talking about now. This is we're past.
But still, you gotta do it because you don't know. It might be one season.
Yeah,
you might. You gotta do
you
it.
Get that check as uncle. Yeah.
Now, what if it all went through as prophesized, and now you're Uncle Bobo again for the first time for the new time, and now you're Uncle Bobo here.
Because I would like to think that I at least like playing him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You love it.
Yeah. So,
until
you know,
he ruined your life.
Well, yeah. There's that potential.
So what if you're on stage and they recognize you? You're on World of Tony Baker.
Right.
They recognize you and they like heckling. Like, do the thing, man. Well, then and your catchphrase is like, Uncle Bobo.
Tony's definitely not doing nothing for us. He's gonna cuss out the crowd. Tony ain't doing that.
That's what Damon had to do. Because they'd be screaming,
homie the clown.
Say, homie, don't play that. And all his catchphrases, two snaps up in the middle of his jokes about his family. And he's like, this got to change.
This
got to change. I saw Chappelle live right after the show, and they were like, "What?" He was like, "Niggas,
you gotta fight through that."
Mm-hmm. Said, "Niggas,
okay,
all that."
Rick James did.
It was all that. He was like,
"You gotta fight through that."
Yeah. That's right.
And if you can make it through that, then
you can make it through anything.
Yeah, and you back to yourself.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Great answer, Tony Baker.
You know. Where we on?
Is Tony going to be back next week from now on, guys?
I told y'all he was officially returning.
Back. That's what the big surprise was, man. He's officially back, so stay tuned next week.
Oh, we got to talk after this, actually.
Okay.
Where you at, DC?
Man, I don't even know what dates we at, man, because it's going to be... Listen here, man.
Where's he at, Chaz?
Listen here.
He's in.
December.
He's in.
He's in transatlantic talk.
Oh, he's in Grass Cricket, Pennsylvania. At the Shove
It
Up.
I'll be in Atlanta kicking it with Craig.
Yeah. I bet.
Across the board.
At the Chuckle Hut.
Keon Post.
I think by this time, so Sacramento, at Laughs Unlimited, October 17th and 18th, and then Atlanta at the Atlanta Comedy Theater, October 23rd, and then October 31st. Two nights, Friday, Saturday, in Washington, D.C. at the Comedy Loft. Get your tickets. Thank you, everybody who watched the special. Numbers is crazy. I won't even know if it's out yet, but KeonPulley.com for everything. My link tree has everything. Appreciate y'all. All that good stuff.
Craig McCary.
At Craig Wayans on everything. I'll be in Atlanta looking for AI. Animators.
Well, y'all still gonna be out there in October?
Yeah, we'll be there all the way through to November.
Okay. So I'll be out there then.
You going?
I'm gonna go. I'm just gonna extend.
I thought you said you'd be there on the 3rd. Then I just heard you say the
23rd. So I'll just stay for like a week then.
You're gonna abandon your kids. If it's October 9th, you missed me and Shantae already. You missed us in SAC and San Francisco. So now you can catch me. This guy, he's a rookie. You can catch me October 10th in LA at the My Be Day Comedy Show. It's Libra season, baby. Tip the scales, Craig. Tip me. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck was he
doing? It's the Libra, the scales.
It's the scale, Libra.
Tip the scales. Sorry. That's it.
And we're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Burr, 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 burr.
A gunshot.